Today we're going to laugh, okay? That's what we're going to do, because it's been a heavy news week again, you know, and I want this podcast to be real and authentic and all of those things that we promised you it was going to be, but I don't want to sit here with everything. There's a million places you can go get news, you know. So, thanks for being here and let's have a nice lighthearted Friday show with Jimmy Mac today.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Yeah, guaranteed going to be light today. And so thanks for checking it out. Three principles on the show. It's live, laugh, love your mom. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
All right, so let me catch you up on this whole date situation. I have a date this weekend with a woman that's quite older than me.
59 to be exact.
21 years older than me. She is 60. How are you? You're 60 what, Mom?
I'm 68. I thought said she was 59.
That's what I said, 59.
But you said she was 21 years older than you.
Well, that would be correct.
No, she would be 22 years older than you.
No, if I'm 38 and she's 59.
No, that's right. Oh, my God. Honey, I'm so sorry.
Then you are 38. That would be 21.
You've been 38 since June, and I still don't have that in my head. I know. Can't believe
it. Got a 38-year-old baby over here.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy.
How does this happen?
Yeah, so let me catch you up. In case you don't know the story, actually, I'll just play it from the radio show and kind of give you an idea.
I came on the air on, what was it, last week, earlier this week, I don't remember, and told you that there was a woman in my apartment or my condo unit that basically, through what I thought was a joke, had asked for my phone number. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure. She was saying, like, my last boyfriend was 35. I like dating younger guys. Mm-hmm. And this is after I had made a joke to someone else that was not part of the, she was not part of the conversation originally, that I was like, I just need to find me a sugar mama. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just find somebody that's retired and just living their life out here that can take care of me.
Right.
So she overheard this, and then what I thought was continuing the joke then proceeded to ask for my number. And I told you I was a little panicked because if she asked me out, what should I say, right? So I've been sitting here all week. I think it was like this time last week I told you that story.
Yeah, it was last week.
So I was sitting here all weekend, like, until my phone rang from like a 410 area code. I was like, huh, you know, like, is it going to be,
She called you?
Never call me. Never call me. So like Monday, I'm like, man, maybe she was just messing around, you know? Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe I got like the wrong impression. Tuesday mm-hmm. rolls around. And I am walking Kiki, my dog. Now, we both have Chihuahuas, and that's how her and I started talking in the first place. And so I saw her while we were walking our dogs. We ran into each other. And she asked me, she goes, hey, do you have plans this weekend? And I'm like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes, ma'am. And at this point, after our conversation last week, I was like, you know what? Literally, what do I have to lose?
Exactly. Like, why were you even tripping in the first place?
Why? Like, who? Like, I've never dated somebody. I'm 38. She's 59. Mm-hmm. I've never dated somebody that old, but like, what do I get to lose at this point?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Why wouldn't you just go for the experience and see what it's like?
And your conversations were super positive. So many of you guys have been in relationships that have been so much of an age difference, and you said it was great. So mm-hmm. I'm like, why not? You know what? I can't knock it till I try it.
Exactly.
So I told her I had nothing to do. This is where it's going to get a little interesting. She goes, listen, I've got a really great lunch spot that I go to down at Potomac, and I would love to take you down there. I'm like, I've personally never been asked on a date in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's the first time anyone in my whole entire life's asked me on a date. So I was like, dang, okay.
Yeah, this woman knows what she's doing. She knows what she wants.
She goes, I got a little sports car. Let me take you down there for lunch.
Yes.
On Saturday. And I'm like, is this what it feels like to be a woman? Because this is very flattering. I really got caught up in it. I'm like, this is really nice. So we made plans. Lunch Saturday, that's the deal. Here's what happened. She walks away and I start to get all panicky because I'm like, listen, I have not been down to the Potomac area, but I know one thing about it, and that's that they tape a Real Housewives series down there. And they are very wealthy.
Where is it? I honestly have never even heard
it's
of
like
that
down,
area.
It's like down by D.C. It's like closer down to like D.C. Rockville.
Okay.
Bethesda. That area down there. Okay. Uh-huh. It's probably like 30 some odd minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. And she So she basically has planned everything.
Yeah.
This is like rich area. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If she's planning the date, like do I still have to pay?
Oh.
Because I was raised in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'm a good old Southern boy. And I've always paid for every first date that I've ever been on in my whole entire life. Now, she's taking me somewhere, like, her spot.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me out.
Yeah.
She got her little sports car.
Yeah.
Like, she was the one that made the joke about being a sugar mama in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to pay for the date when she invited me?
I don't know. What are you going to do?
That's what I'm asking you. I've never been in a situation like this before. Like, she asked me out to a spot that she wanted to go.
Do you pay, though, just because she's putting everything together? You know what I mean? And she's taking you out and she's handling everything else. So is it polite of you to do that part?
When she's already made the sugar mama joke, she's already done this. Like, if she wants to go out and treat me, I'm good.
I mean,
like,
I'm fine. But also, if someone says, can I take you, doesn't that mean that they're taking care of it?
You would think so. But everything in my, like, Southern gentleman heart says, I feel like I still got to pay for this.
Well, that's on you. You got to listen to your heart and do what you want to do.
How does it strike you, though? And start calling in, too. 410-583-1065.
Well, no, if someone says, can I take you to here, I'm assuming that you are taking care of it.
That she would handle it. So I don't even need to, like, reach for my wallet or nothing. Like, I don't even need to act like I'm going to pay for this if it was her idea.
I would still act like it because I think that's polite. I would still make the effort. I always make the effort.
Mom, what do you think about all this? What do you think about me dating somebody 21 years older? That would make her, if you're 68, that makes her 9 years younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about all that?
I think that's crazy.
Yeah?
Mm-mm, no. As I said, I don't want a daughter-in-law that's almost my age.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. Here's my thought process is like, whatever, right? Like, why not? Why not just go see what it's like? I mean, I literally got nothing else to do. So why not just, you know, like there could be something said. There could be something said to having somebody that is quite wealthier than you, you know? I remember remember when I used to hang out with Jenny Jacoby?
Yes.
You remember that name? And her dad was like super wealthy.
Yes.
And so every time that we'd go out, this is a girl that lived in Atlanta. And her dad, what did he own?
I think he owned a steel mill or something.
I think, he owned a steel mill that like, then I think it's actually Atlantic Station now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So that just picture that area for my Atlanta people, right? And so now it's like this big development in the middle of Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. Did really well. But like every time we go out, she paid for everything. And it was like super nice. Like we weren't dating or anything. But it's really nice to like hang out with people that have money that will just pay for you, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so used to being the one that has to pay all the time.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know in this situation if I'm going to pay or not, but like I'm assuming, you know, since obviously like the clip said, like she invited me, so
but you offer to pay.
Do I that's what the whole debate with the radio show was, is like, if she's the one that invited, she's obviously quite wealthier than I am,
right?
Like, can I just enjoy myself for once? Like, just sit back and be like,
she
nice.
Probably will pay, but you
somebody
still
treat me.
You still need to offer to pay.
It is crazy to think about, though, in the 38 years that I've been alive, I've never been asked on a date before, ever.
By ever. Anyone of any age.
No, anyone. No one's ever. I've always had to be the one to do the asking out.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of nice, you know? It's kind of nice to, like, have somebody do all the heavy lifting. You know, so that's what I feel like. I'm like, this is what it feels like to be a woman. And this is very nice. No wonder you guys like dating all the time. Because you just get flattered and like taken out and like paid for. It's nice.
And there are a lot of younger women with older men. I don't know. I wonder what the comparison is.
What do you mean?
Older women. I mean, younger women with older men.
Versus vice versa?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Younger men with older women.
We kind of delve into it more on Kramer and Jess Uncensored this week. I know it's like kind of all over the place and you may be burnt out with it, but I just want to catch you up with, like, this is what's going through my head right now. It's like, whatever. Like, nobody else wants to date me right now, so why not? You know,
like you said, you don't have anything else to do. Yeah. She could be a delightful person.
Yeah, right.
And turn into a really nice friend. She has a chihuahua.
Yeah.
So y'all have that in common. And you live in the same complex.
Yep.
You have that in common. So if nothing else, maybe you'll make a new friend.
Yep.
And she might have some younger friends or a daughter.
Yeah, I guess she could have a daughter my age. That would be make about sense, wouldn't it?
She
certainly
could.
There you go. This next part is going to be not kid friendly, because I do want to discuss this, but it's not inappropriate per se. It's just some secrets will be revealed. So if you got little ears around you right now, throw in the AirPods. This woman's name is Bailey, and she's a mother of one, and she's going viral right now because she's a self-proclaimed bad mom.
Oh,
I'm gonna play this TikTok for you.
Things I do not understand as a mother, thus I will not be doing. Spanking. I don't want my daughter growing up thinking that people that love you can hate you. It's that simple. The whole concept of not teaching your kids to cuss. I don't get it. It's funny as hell. It's not the end of the world. Teaching them about Santa Claus. I've never understood it. Didn't understand it as a kid. Don't understand it now. Why are we teaching them this lie that this big old jolly man comes down the fireplace on Christmas to give them presents? I bought the presents. I don't necessarily care about the recognition, but why are we teaching them a lie just to tell them that he's not real a few years later? I don't get it. Not gonna do it. Forcing a bedtime. It's not for me. If you're not tired, I'm not gonna force you to go to sleep. And if you gotta wake up early in the morning, you went to bed late, that's on you.
So let's break that down for a second, okay?
Okay.
One of the more reasonable things that she said in that video is that she refuses to spank her child, noting that she doesn't want her daughter to grow up thinking that people that love you can hate you.
Can hit you.
They can hate you. Hate. You,
oh, hate
or
you.
Hit you. I guess either one would work.
Yeah.
Mom, thoughts on that? It's if you don't spank, are you a bad mom? I kind of want to break these down one by one in your opinion. Like, are you a bad mom if you don't spank?
No. I don't think so. I don't believe in spanking.
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't see anything wrong with cussing in front of her child. In the video, she said, you know, the whole concept of not teaching your kids to cuss, I don't get it. It's funny as hell, and it's not the end of the world. Mm. How do you feel about parents that cuss in front of their kids?
No, I don't like that.
Yeah?
No, because then your kids go to school, and they say those words, and they get in trouble.
Would you say it makes you a bad mom
they
if you
get expelled?
I mean, I know that people hate the term bad mom, but if she's calling herself the bad mom, then let's break this down one at a time, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I would say that's a bad mom thing, especially if your kids are young.
Okay.
If your kids are older, maybe in high school, but no, not young kids.
Feel free to hop in this conversation too. You know, like if you hear one of these things and you want to defend it, you know, like anybody like cuss in front of their kids and think it's okay. You know, I mean, I know everyone does it from time to time, but are you just like, you know, she says she doesn't, it's just funny. It doesn't really bother her. So I'm kind of curious.
As if she's talking to her friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She also doesn't believe in lying to her kids about where Christmas presents come from. And we'll just kind of leave it at that. She says teaching them about, you know who. I've never understood it. Why are we teaching them to lie that this big, big old jolly man comes down to the fireplace on Christmas and gives them presents?
Hmm.
How do you feel about that, Mom? I think actually a lot of parents may feel that way of like, hey, listen, like I am over here and I, you know.
I know. If I had to do that over again, what I may try to do is talk about the spirit of Christmas. And that's what Santa represents.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Santa being giving and loving and.
So Santa is a spirit, not a person.
Yeah, exactly. The spirit.
So don't actually listen. Like, don't forget who bought you those presents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give mom and dad some credit over here.
Yeah.
Does that make her a bad mom, though? You think if she's just straight up like, hey, listen, it's not real. It's for me.
No, I think it's going to cause her kids some pain, but. You know, who's to say?
Okay. She said, finally, she doesn't believe in giving your kids a bedtime. She says, forcing a bedtime, it's not for me, she says. She said, if you're not tired, I'm not going to force you to go to sleep. If you're going to wake up early in the morning, you went to bed late, that's on you.
Mm.
You gotta wake up early in the morning and then, you know, you went to bed late. That's on you, you know? Like she's saying, listen, if you're tired the next day, like that's it. Like that's
I think that's true. I think that's true of their teenagers. I mean, certainly you kids didn't have a bedtime when you were teens.
Yeah.
Probably not even in middle school.
Right.
But elementary school, yeah. Because kids need boundaries and they need their rest.
Do you think you're a bad mom if you don't enforce a bedtime?
Yeah, if your kids are elementary school or younger.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if you want to like debate any of those and you're like, listen, I do that and I don't think I'm a bad mom, then I mean, again, this is just this woman's opinion on, you know, on TikTok. But I can share the video too over in the show notes for you to go watch.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to our little victories for today. Mom, this is where we kind of look back on our week and we just celebrate one thing. We celebrate one thing that happened this week that we accomplished. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. That's why it's a little victory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we, you know, we turn to you and we say, hey, like what's something you accomplished this week that will make you feel like, wow, okay, I'm glad I just checked it off my list. Nothing big though. No weddings, no babies, no new job, no promotions, nothing like that. No anniversaries. Mm-hmm. It's only little victories here on Friday. So, Mom, your little victory.
Yeah, I think I have lost a size. Like I've gone down a size in clothing.
That's good.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's causing me to have to return a lot of things.
Right.
But when the size smaller comes in, it's looking pretty good.
That's good.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good feeling, right?
Yeah, real good.
You didn't lose 50 pounds, but let's go size by size over here. You know what I mean? That's like the little victory of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm so brain dead this week. My mom texted me early this morning. She's like, yay, it's the end of the week. It flew by. I'm like, this week did not fly by. This was not a flyby kind of week over here.
Well, it did for me.
Yeah. I am proud to say that I am back on my fitness goals. For some, 4 days a week may not seem like a lot for me. I accomplished it.
It's great.
And I'm really proud about that, you know?
Very proud.
My schedule doesn't make it easy to get those workouts in, but I've done it. I've like made time every single day. I'm so tired now, though. Like, it's funny. I put on my Instagram yesterday, I said, like, somebody please tell me to go work out. And this woman responded, it's like, all you do is freaking work. Like, just lay there and sleep. I was like, I should have done that. I really should have done that, you know? Like, why didn't I do that? Oh, well.
Yeah.
But whatever your little victory is for the week, you know, we really want to know what you feel just minorly accomplished by. Whatever that thing is, you know, give yourself credit for it because little things add up. And I don't think we take enough time to really, you know, what's the word? Like celebrate our little things, our little victories, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go. All right. Let's go ahead and get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay. It's Deepak Chopra again. The way you think, the way you behave, the way you eat can influence your life by 30 to 50 years. Think about that, right? I mean, are you taking care of your body, your mind, and your spirit? Because if you're not, then, and you're eating poorly, you're going to have poor health in the long run. If you're not taking charge of the way you think, then you're going to have a lot of heartache.
Yep.
And the way you behave, the way you treat others, it's going to affect your relationship, your work, everything in your life.
This weekend, a study came out. Let me see if I can find it really quick about eating hot dogs. Researchers from the University of Michigan evaluated 5,800 popular foods to determine their impact in health, in terms of healthy eating, healthy living is gained or lost, right? So for example, if you eat chicken wings, you take 3.3 minutes away, and salmon adds 16 minutes to your healthy life. So basically, like, what kind of impact is food having on you, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they advise you cutting back on processed meats and eating more legumes and nuts and veggies, but you already know that. Let me go through some of these. Where was the hot dog one? I don't see the hot dog one in the study. It says food studies range of 74 minutes lost to 80 minutes gained. The biggest losers were sugary drinks, hot dogs, there it is, burgers, and breakfast sandwiches. Top the list for most of the healthy life lost. So if you're drinking sugary drinks, hot dogs, burgers, breakfast sandwiches, top of the list for the most unhealthy thing. Now, what can you gain from? Here we go. Fruits, non-starchy vegetables, cooked grains. That's the most. Where I want to see exactly what a hot dog was. I don't know why I don't see it on here now. But that's okay. So talk about like, it's not just really what you, it's really everything you're consuming in general, right? It's not just the foods, but it's the words, it's the music, it's the entertainment, it's the podcasts, it's the people, it's the movies, it's everything you're consuming really does play an overall into your overall health, you know, and like your overall well-being.
So what, again, what are you bringing into your body, your mind, and your spirit?
Yep.
Because those things control you.
I really want to find this hot dog version of the story. I don't know why I can't find it now. So yeah, just consider that. Nothing too deep for your Friday, but
do you even remember the last time you had a hot dog?
No, I can't. I don't even know if people eat hot dogs anymore. Like, does anybody eat hot dogs on the regular? We used to as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But does anybody like still eat hot dogs? Like, and I'm talking like you literally will like go through. Like, you'll go through the grocery store and like you'll buy hot dogs to make. I just don't know what people do anymore. I can't think of the last time I call somebody. I'm like, what you doing? Eating dinner. What you eating? A hot dog. Like, maybe if you're at like a baseball game. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. You know?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like going to the grocery store and buying them, I don't think I really know anybody that's done that in a while. But prove me wrong.
A lot of moms do.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's that popular of a food anymore. You know, I really don't know. But anyway, we're getting kind of off topic with with hot dogs over here. Here we go. Here it is. Finally, geez.
Okay.
I wanted to break this down for just the hot dog. The hot dog. Let's see, burgers and macaroni and cheese. They shorten your healthy life by about 5 minutes.
For every serving.
Yep. Ooh. Every hot dog you eat shortens your healthy life by an average of 36 minutes.
Oh, 36 minutes.
So every hot dog you eat.
Good Lord, have mercy.
We're way off track right now, but there you go.
That's a lot. Don't eat that garbage.
Nope. But I mean, that's not, I'm more curious, like, if there's still people that are like, I'm a genuine fan of hot dogs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
like maybe the summertime, maybe to cook out, you know, like I'm really, as the vegan here, I'm kind of discounting.
Yeah,
I think maybe how many people still do eat hot dogs. So hot dog fans, sound off on the certified fans page. I'm ready to see, with everything, it's with moderation. It's like, all right, so you eat a hot dog. It's just 36 minutes. You got a lot of minutes in your life. You know, if you like hot dogs, freaking eat the hot dog, but just don't eat a hot dog every day. You know, like maybe like just 1 week if you really, really like just love hot dogs. Right. So, all right. We'll get to my dad, Jimmy Mac, here in a couple seconds. First, I think something you can add, you know, you do to increase your healthy time is you can start going to therapy. It is true. That's one thing that's on here. Meditation was on there. Therapy is on here. Working out obviously is on here. But your mental health is super important too. And I don't know how much stock you're putting into that right now. You know, honestly, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Going to therapy is the best thing. Like all my hardships that kind of led me to this, I'm so thankful for, because it really did help me open up, right? So if you need help opening up, if you need help working with depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, you got grief issues and self-esteem issue, I hope you'll check out BetterHelp. It is online therapy and counseling that so many people are doing. Actually, so many people are now using BetterHelp. They're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That's what I'm saying. Like, the demand is high right now. And so they're constantly looking for new therapists to come in to work with you with your issues, right? So everything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, and affordable. You can check out betterhelp.com/Kramer to get 10% off your first month, or go to betterhelp.com. Join the over 1 million people that are taking charge of their mental health. That's a lot of people using BetterHelp, right? Mm-hmm. It's betterhelp.com/Kramer. Also, last reminder for the week. I want you to save some money this weekend. I feel like this is like a weekend activity anyways. We're going to Friday's show here. Checking out how much money you can save with Gabby on your home insurance and on your auto insurance. There's only one comparison company out there that really does it and like does it authentically. You can get a better insurance with Gabby. And I know it because I've done it. Gabby's the one true comparison platform with fast, verifiable quotes, not ballpark guesses. Use your current policy to find a better policy. You compare your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers Insurance, all in one place. Use your current policy to get started, by the way. You just logged in from my Geico website, and it just pulled all the data over super fast. Saved a ton of money. Gabby customers, by the way, save about $961 per month. So put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. So go to Gabby.com/Kramer, GABI.com/Kramer. It's Gabby.com/Kramer. All right. I'll get to my dad here in just a couple seconds. Before we do, hello, certified fans. Thank you so much for supporting our show. It's like the insider club here, man. These are the cool kids, not to segregate people, but these are the people that really, they back the podcast, and it's much appreciated.
Yes, it is.
Certified fans, you donate a couple bucks a month to the show, and we give you a bunch of perks back. I was actually talking with the merch guys today about our fall launch of new stuff, so I'm excited to launch that stuff. And when you join, you get an episode dedicated to you, too, just as out of, complete appreciation for you. It's so funny. I like this stuff. I know I just need to like let go and let God, if you will. Mm-hmm. So today I log in and check my email. We have a new certified fan, and I'm pumped.
Okay.
14 minutes later, somebody drops out.
Oh no.
But then literally as we're recording, somebody else joined.
Wow.
So we're on the up right now. We're on the up.
Yay.
We are on the up right now. So that is fantastic. Super happy.
Two in, one out.
Yeah. So everybody hold their breath that by Monday we don't get somebody else to drop out, and then we'll be up one. I'll feel good about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to thank our newest certified fan.
Okay.
And welcome you to the family. And that person is Jessica C. Jessica C.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining.
Awesome.
So happy to have you here. I don't have your info, Jessica C. And the reason I don't, as you pointed out, is there's because you get a $5 coupon when you join, like a $5 gift certificate for the merch store when you join. It's like $5 a month to join. You get $5 gift cards. It's
right.
Fair trade there, I'd say.
Yeah.
But I'm out of gift cards right now. They're getting an error message when they join because they're like, there's no more gift cards to give out. So that's why I don't have your info. I'm not quite sure where you're from, but you do, and you're here, and we're super appreciative. So thank you very much.
And what is her number?
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me because it doesn't go. Well, actually, hang up. I may be able to decipher this. I have to use like backwards code.
Well, we had Elizabeth, and she was 353.
Yeah, let's see. Let me see if I can decipher this, Mother. Thank you for asking me a very challenging question in the middle of the podcast.
Blowing the show. I'm good at it.
I think she is 389.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. 389.
Okay. Oh, we're almost to 390, close to 400.
Yeah, we actually have two people. And so Monday, the next person will get them, we'll dedicate the show to them. But 389, awesome. Jessica C., here is your official whoop whoop, and welcome to our podcast.
Yes, welcome. Whoop whoop. Glad to have you.
There it
is. Check out our fan page. You'll be featured there.
Absolutely. Come on over. Well, they don't have a link to the fan page right now, so you'll get it. I promise it's coming. I just gotta get more gift certificates.
Well, you'll be out there anyway.
Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, and we want to give you a shout out and say thank you so much for your support of the podcast. Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. All right. All right, Mom, that's it for you today. I love you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, honey, you too. Love you forever.
Love you.
Hang on.
Here it comes.
Yo! Jimmy! Jimmy!
Hey!
Jimmy, Matt!
Hey!
Yo! Yo! Yo!
What's up?
Oh, hell. Drop that damn thing out.
Can you hear me, Steve?
What are you doing?
It's a great day to be alive.
What are you doing? Hey.
It's a great day to be alive.
What are you doing?
I am happy to be alive.
Yeah?
I'm so happy. I'll tell you what I'm happy about. Happy that I have helped Jimmy Mac come back to life. Everybody's listening to it now. It's just great, isn't it?
Top 10 of the charts. Yeah, the kids are back into it again. They're doing TikTok dances to it.
Yeah, excited.
Yeah, it's great. Really.
I'm thinking about calling them, seeing if I can get some kind of
royalty on this. You know, every time it spins, I feel like you should get some love out of this. You know,
think about it and give me some recommendation, because I think we've put them back on the market. Or
what I said is, anytime that you hear my dad's song, I want to know where it is. Dante heard it when he was at Sprouts. One of my friends heard it when she was at the at Disneyland. We actually have another Jimmy Mac sighting, though. And let me pull up the text messages.
All right, good. That's exciting.
Someplace in Georgia they were playing. Yep, really? Let me pull this text up so I can tell you exactly.
It's just everywhere. It's everywhere.
Exactly where it is. Let me see. Anyway,
that's that guy that went to Sprouts. What's his name?
Dante. Yeah.
Dante, great job, son.
Here we go. I don't have a name for this, but it's somebody with a 678 area code. It says Jimmy Mac sighting, McDonough, Georgia, about 30 miles south of Atlanta Airport. There's a little Southern comfort food restaurant that I enjoy, where I enjoy the song with my fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and peach cobbler. So,
How just Southern know can there's you get? A.
I don't know the name of the restaurant, but they're also playing the Jimmy Mac song.
That is great news.
Anytime that you hear the Jimmy Mac song, just let us know so we can the song does exist outside this podcast. That's nice.
Well, of course it does. Everybody's spread the word.
Nobody's heard of it before. Not one. Not one. All right. You want to review some news?
Sure.
All right. So
wait a minute. The biggest news is happening right now.
And what's that?
We just had 12 military men killed in Kabul.
Well, I know, but I'm just trying to stay away from that. I feel like you're getting that everywhere else right now.
That's
so
true.
It was a super heavy news week.
Yeah.
And I just know that I try to stay away from it. Like sometimes if it's like a really big story, but I feel like we covered a lot of that last week and now it's just.
That's a good point.
All what else can
move
we
on.
Say?
All you right, know? Move on. Yeah.
All right. It's Friday. We're going to keep it light, but this is some more lighthearted news in this week. And so my dad comes on Friday. He reviews the news because my dad does watch a lot of cable news and always has a unique perspective, unique Southern perspective. I can't say the R word anymore. And if you're wondering what the R word is, it's not. It's redneck, but I'm not allowed to call them that anymore. So I say it's Southern.
How about the C word too? Can you cut that out too?
I don't know what C word you're saying, so please be more specific.
Crazy.
Oh, crazy.
I had a fan. I had one of your fans call and tell me that, by the way.
They called you?
Yes.
How did they get your phone number?
Well, that's the secret.
My dad's got his own side podcast.
Yeah.
Jimmy Mac Unplugged. all right, let's go through some of the news. I don't know that I'll get rid of crazy, but I'll get rid of redneck. We'll go through some of the news this week. It was Women's Equality Day. It was on Thursday, and Wallet Hub came out with their best and worst states for women's equality. They judged 50 states based on 17 key indicators, such as workplace environment, education, health, and political empowerment. Nevada was the best state. Okay. Well, Utah was the worst state. I'll do top three best, but top three best were Vermont, and then Hawaii, and then number one is Nevada. Top three worst states, Texas, Idaho, and Utah. But we have to give an honorable mention to number six of the worst states, which was the state of Georgia, where my dad lives. Dad, what do you think about that? What do you, you know, you live there. You live there your whole life. Why do you think women's equality is so much lower in Georgia than it would be in other places? Well,
I don't know who they interviewed, but think about it. They probably interviewed people in small towns because Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, is an international city.
Yes.
And if anybody's going to treat women right, it'll be in this major international city, Atlanta. So I don't understand why, you know, they probably went to small towns. That's all I can think of.
How do you think women's equality is in Dawsonville? That's where my dad lives, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Well, you know, that probably doesn't count. Probably you don't count Dawsonville.
That's not on the map.
You're right. They haven't arrived yet. So.
They haven't found y'all yet.
No.
Yeah, how about that though?
They couldn't have interviewed us because they couldn't find us. So yeah, it doesn't,
you never quite know how to get there. It is right. Tricky.
It is very tricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too far from Atlanta. It's too far. If you fly in, you wouldn't come up here.
Well, that's okay. What I said. They based it on things like workplace environment, education, health, and political empowerment. So all right. Well, there it goes. All right. You've been watching this milk crate challenge thing?
No, I think somehow I've missed that. I guess I was at PT.
I'm surprised they didn't cover that. I mean, it really has. I mean, I've even seen it on like the local TV news station.
Oh, really?
So I know like the outlets are covering it.
Really? Okay.
There is this viral trend on TikTok this week, and doctors are giving the warning about the latest viral challenge. Basically what people are doing is they're turning milk crates upside down and creating a pyramid out of them to walk up and then back down. So Dad, can you visualize it since you've never seen this before? Actually, Dad, if you go through, you want to Google or did you actually take time to look at it?
Well, I didn't have a lot of time, so I was watching more important thing on the news. But
Google, do you have your phone in front of you?
I do.
So just Google milk crate challenge. I want you to see it, and I want to get your opinion on this. So you can imagine it. It's about, you know, so the right in front of them, there's one milk crate, and then next to that, there's two milk crates, and it goes up and up and up. You know, it's obviously super insecure because there's nothing really, you know, to secure it. And most people fall because it's just super unsafe. Snoop Dogg has called the milk crate challenge the bridge of death. But one look at his Instagram shows that he can't get enough of it because he's just showing it all the time. Professor over here at Johns Hopkins University says that that you can get injured in a number of ways because of the different angles that you can fall. And what part of their body hits the ground first, obviously, is the one that's going to get
that's
hurt.
That's crazy.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it. I see some crazy people.
What do you think about that? Give me your review of the milk crate challenge.
You know, we're the only country in the world where people could create this as an activity because they're so lazy. They don't want to work, you know, and they don't have a job. And
unemployment's at an all-time high right now.
It's at an all-time high. So what they turn their energy to this. You know, this is going to be the end of America. This is that we're spending time talking about these people who have nothing to share or give this country. That is about the... I better not say anymore. I just, you know, I worked hard my whole life, and to see these young people.
What were you doing at their age? What were you at age 18?
I was either in Vietnam or at the bank. I started working at the bank at 18 years old. So, you know, worked all my whole life, you know, traveling around the country, making money to rear a kid who thinks that TikTok and this milk crate, whatever, is a big deal. I just don't. I don't know what to say.
It's funny to think about, like, how spoiled we are. My dad,
the whole
literally,
world's got big problems.
Yeah,
and these guys can eat. I mean, they look like they got plenty to eat. I don't know where they get it from. It's not well. Hell, that's right. You get paid now for TikTok
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I mean, they're
stars. They probably made more than I did this month. You know what I mean?
Isn't that something? That shows. Yeah. we don't have a chance to survive. This country doesn't have a chance. I'm going to move out of this country before it collapses. All right. All right. That's enough for me.
In other light news for the week, one thing that a lot of people were talking about was the site OnlyFans. Daddy, do you know what OnlyFans is?
No.
Okay. So OnlyFans became popular last year because it basically gave anybody the chance to create a paywall site, right? So
a what?
A paywall, meaning like you have to pay to see the content behind it, right?
Okay. So it's
almost like certified fans, if you will. Like you pay for it,
and then when you pay
that monthly fee or whatever,
you can see whatever
that content is they're posting. But most people during the pandemic, a lot of women and men, they were like, well, we're going to just make our own porn. Like they would just start taking naked pictures of themselves, and people are making millions of dollars doing this. Okay. But so OnlyFans came out last week and they said, listen, no more. Like there's something happened with like their, I think some banking partner said, listen, we can't, it's not sustainable. Like nobody wants to advertise with you guys because you have too much adult content on here. But now they're reversing that. Just days after the adult subscription service announced the news saying that the assurances were now secured, just last week the company said it would block users from posting any kind of sexually explicit content beginning in October. But then the founder initially said that they had no choice because the banks like JP Morgan weren't treating the company fairly. But it would seem that the outcry from content providers and facing a potential loss of $300 million a month adjusted some thinking. So the official announcement on Twitter this week says that now we will allow you to post whatever kind of content you will on this. So, Dad, we go from Milk Crate Challenge to people that are now making their own adult websites basically whenever they want to. Thoughts on that? How do you feel about it? Because some might say, listen, this is, you know, everybody's got to make a buck. And if that's how you're going to do it, you know, any of us can have that kind of content posted now. And some people are making millions of dollars doing it.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to end. No, I don't have a comment. I can't even fathom that somebody would pay for the kind of money you're talking about to advertise.
Millions.
It just shows how far we've gone to whatever. I'm just not. Yeah, this is not the kind of news I listen to. I'm sorry. I can't really talk about it. I'll let you talk about it.
Well, I mean, I don't know how I feel. Honestly, like, I'm a big fan of, like, let anybody do whatever they want. You know, I talk about that a lot. Like,
do whatever
you want. You're not hurting anybody else. But, like, if there's people willing to pay for it, then...
See, I'm old.
That's capitalism here, right?
Yeah,
that's capitalism.
I'm a little older than you, and it's something about the fabric of our country is changing. I'm not sure it's sustainable over time.
That's why I think it's interesting for you to sound off on this, because in the last two stories, we're talking about people that are making money by stacking up milk crates and making money doing that,
well,
and then also selling, you know, whatever kind of content they want.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just glad my children decided to do something else rather than stand on top of milk crates and get naked in front of, you know, a camera, I guess. So,
I mean, I'm not far off though. I'm like one rung below
you,
that. I feel like.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping you get the message here. I mean, when you turn 40, you can't be doing any of that stuff.
Got
you're gonna
two
have
more
to have
years.
A real job. You're gonna have to have a real job.
Yeah, I gotta hang it up and go work at the bank, right?
Yep.
Just like you did.
You tried it.
That's true.
You're going to wish you were there someday, but that's all right.
Short-lived.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All right. Yeah, it's been, honestly, in all seriousness, it's been another heavy news week. And like,
it's
just with the FDA approval and then people getting all we're back to the vaccine talk again. And then, of course, everything going on, you know, with Afghanistan. So. Yeah. Hopefully just a minute for everybody to kind of laugh and not take everything so seriously.
That's a good point. You know, no wonder they're going to crates, I guess.
Yeah, you know, like.
I'm just driving them to crates and going naked on, you know, taking a picture of them.
I mean, what else is there to do right now, you know? So
we never had a pandemic, you know, the whole 70 years. So, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
never lived through one. How can we expect people to act any differently? We don't
know. That's right. That's
right.
You
know, I mean, everybody's just trying their best right now. Trying their best.
Yeah.
Climbing
Nancy,
milk crates.
Don't you get off those carts, Kate. Nancy, get down. Shit. I can't turn around. She's doing something crazy.
Mom does it. All right, Dad. That's it for the week. I love you.
Love you.
And that's it for the week. Thank you so much. I am tired. I forget what happens when I don't get a nap in. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. But we did it, baby. We did it. We did it. Certified fans, thank you for an awesome week this week. Everyone else, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. And back Monday, all new episodes. Have the best weekend ever. Be safe. I'm going to go on a date with an older woman and see how it goes. I'll tell you Monday, okay? Love you. Bye.
Hey, Kramer. It's Marcy in Atlanta. I'm calling about the single child or only child. So my brothers are 9 and 10 years older than me. And so I don't have a lot of memories of the three of us being in the house at the same time because they both graduated and went into the military after high school. So I would say by the time I was 9, I was home alone. And I remember those just being lonely times. We lived in a rural area. I didn't have neighbors to play with or a neighborhood, or I just remember coming home and from like 3:30 until my parents got home from work, which was usually my mom first, I was home alone. And I just remember those being lonely times. And when my husband and I were deciding to have children, I said I didn't want an only child. I didn't want that child to ever feel alone. I wanted them to always know they had a sibling. And so I have 2 children. And that was the way that I planned it. I wanted my children to have somebody. Thank you for listening. Love you forever.
Hey, it's Dante, certified fan calling from San Diego. Sorry, I keep forgetting to call about last week's episode where you were talking about getting hit on by this older woman in your complex. When Mama Nancy met this older woman, did she tell her that she was your mom? Or is this, like, older woman, like, incorrectly connecting some dots that you were into dating older woman? Anyway, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I don't think I could do it, but props to everyone who can. Yeah, have a good one. Good luck with that. Make some great live content. Love you forever, man.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.